As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. But few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." A young man named Lazarus is running down the streets of Bethany. It's hot. It's early afternoon. He rushes through the door and shouts to his sister Martha, "Guess who's coming to dinner?" Martha doesn't answer. She's not interested in guessing. "Jesus," Lazarus shouts, "Jesus is coming to dinner." Now Martha's interested. "Today? He's coming to dinner today?" And Lazarus shouts again, "Yes, today for dinner." Martha immediately jumps into hospitality mode. The house has to be clean and organized. Dinner plans need to change. "We need more food. If Jesus is coming to dinner, so are the 12 apostles. Yikes! 13 extra people for dinner. That means 16 people instead of 3. Guess who's coming to dinner indeed? Lazarus asks about their sister. "Where's Mary?" And Martha replies, "Oh, she went out for a walk in the Olive Garden. You know her, always praying, thinking about the wonders of God. She loves nature." "Should I go get her?" Lazarus asked. Martha says, "No, let her be. She can help when she gets home." So Lazarus heads to the market for food. Martha begins her many tasks. It's exciting. It's an honor. Guess who's coming to dinner? As evening approaches, there's a knock on the door. It's Jesus with 12 apostles. Martha invites them in. "Welcome. Make yourselves at home." And Martha returns to the kitchen to finish preparing the meal. And just as Lazarus starts asking Jesus a ton of questions, Mary saunters in. She's awestruck, but she says nothing. She sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to his every word. Martha returns and sees her sister at the feet of Jesus. Martha's tired. She's worked all afternoon. Mary came home and didn't even offer to help. That's the straw that broke the camel's back. Martha interrupts Jesus. "Don't you care? Don't you care that my sister isn't helping me do the work? Tell her to help me." And then Jesus tells Martha that Mary has chosen the better part. Here ends my fictional backstory of today's gospel reading. The traditional interpretation of this story, dating back to the 3rd century, is to compare Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening and learning, to Martha working and serving. Traditionally, Martha's busyness is seen as a problem. When Jesus said that Mary had chosen the better part, the traditional interpretation is that sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to the word, is better than serving. Now, modern interpretations find ways to be kinder to Martha in an attempt to not criticize busy people. We need busy people in the church, so let's make sure not to criticize busy people. This past week, I concluded for the first time that this story is not about comparing listening to serving. Both are essential to being a disciple. There's something else going on here. Now, first of all, there's evidence that Martha was a significant leader in the early church. Some Bible scholars put her on the same level as apostles. Luke's original listeners would have known that Martha was a strong leader. And now Luke consistently presented the disciples as learners. They weren't perfect. They didn't always understand the message of Jesus. They had disagreements and arguments, denials, and a betrayal. The first disciples were ordinary people with weaknesses and failings. They struggled with the new teachings of Jesus, but he chose them, and they were devoted to him. But Luke wants us to know that the first disciples, including Martha, had to learn. They had to learn what it meant to be a disciple. And they often learned by their mistakes. So what was Martha's mistake? We're told that Martha was distracted. Luke uses a wonderful Greek word for that. Paraspaumai, distracted. It means being pulled away. Martha was being pulled away from Jesus. Now we have a church word that's the exact opposite of that. It's from the Latin, relegare. The word translated into English is religion. The word religion gets a bad rap in today's society, but it means being reattached. And if the word means reattached to God, which it does, then it's a good word. Being attached to God is the one thing that matters. Martha's first distraction was asking Jesus, "Don't you care?" And Jesus answered her by saying her name twice. Martha, Martha. That was an ancient way of showing compassion and warmth. Martha, Martha. Jesus was telling Martha and all the disciples, including us, what disciples need to hear. Jesus cares. God cares. Martha's next distraction was saying to Jesus, and this is often overlooked, often ignored. Martha says to Jesus, "Tell Mary to help me." Martha told Jesus what to do. That's being distracted. It doesn't matter if you're busy or resting or sitting at his feet. We don't tell God how to be God. That's not the job of a disciple. God is God, and we are not. I've actually heard prayers out loud where the prayer tells God what they expect God to do, almost like ordering God to answer this prayer. This isn't our way. That was Martha's mistake. We can ask God for anything. We can bring to God anything we want or need or feel, but we don't tell God what to do. We silence ourselves and listen to God. I saw a video the other day that gave some great advice. It says, take your top lip and connect it to your bottom lip and stop talking. We all need that advice from time to time. Some more than others. And notice I'm pointing to myself here. Right after today's story, Jesus is asked to teach his disciples how to pray. One part of that teaching is to pray, thy will be done. We align ourselves as disciples to God's will. Disciples don't dictate to God what God's will should be. Jesus didn't even do that. So Martha wasn't being admonished for kitchen work or busyness at all. Her mistake was telling Jesus what to do. And she was in good company because all the apostles tried to do that at one time or another. Every disciple gets distracted, disconnected from God and from God's will. It's thy will be done, not my will be done. So there's nothing wrong with Martha's busyness. Sometimes being busy is God's will. It can be God's will to prepare a meal or prepare for worship or gather food and birthday kits for the food pantry. It can be God's will to make patchwork of love quilts. It can be God's will to be busy gathering personal care kits for Lutheran World Relief. We can align with God's will when we're weeding, mulching, and working around the church building, and so on. Today's story is about listening to God and staying attached to God and to God's will. And since it's a story about a meal, it's also about being attached as a community of believers, a community of faith. Almost anything can pull us away from God. Worries and busyness and sin are perhaps the most common ways that we get disconnected. By his cross and resurrection, Jesus reattaches us to God. Being attached to God is the one thing that matters. Now, Luke doesn't tell us the rest of the story, what happens afterwards, so I'm going to continue my fictional accounts. Martha, realizing that she shouldn't tell Jesus what to do, says, I'm sorry. And Jesus forgives. And Martha sits down next to her sister Mary at the feet of Jesus, and she listens and she learns. And Martha's soul, her mind and her heart become quieted and at peace. But eventually, Martha, the strong leader that she is, firmly suggests that dinner should be served. So Martha and Mary and Lazarus and the 12 and Jesus all rise up and pitch in to make the final preparations for the meal. All serve. And they all eat and talk. They laugh and they listen to Jesus some more. And they get closer to each other. What Jesus said was true. One thing will not be taken from Mary: being with Jesus. And one thing will not be taken from Martha, being with Jesus. One thing will not be taken from you, my dear sisters and brothers, being with Jesus. Let us pray and let us listen to Jesus. Guess who's coming to the Lord's Supper today? Jesus answers, I am here. Guess who's coming to your home today? Jesus answers, I am here. Guess who's coming to your workplace? And Jesus answers, I am here. Guess who's coming with you on your shopping trip? Jesus says, I am here. Guess who's coming to your garden? Jesus says, I am here. Guess who's coming to your vacation? Jesus answers, I am here. Guess who's coming to your family reunion? And Jesus says, I am here. Guess who's coming to your school? Jesus says, I am here. Guess who's coming to your doctor's appointment? Jesus says, I am here. Guess who's coming to your surgery? Jesus says, I am here. Guess who's coming to your next concert? Jesus says, I am here. Guess who's coming to your next theater performance? Jesus says, I am here. Guess who's coming into every part of your daily life? Jesus answers, I am here. Guess who's coming to our nation? Jesus answers, I am here. Guess who's coming to our world? Jesus answers, I am here. I am here. I am here.